flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, time for a little. Your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line. You pick from one of two categories and then try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant? Ready to play? Your guess is as good as mine.
Hello, Ken. Just Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitchola.
Hola.
Ken, welcome to the program. Your guess is as good as mine. You know the game is played. We've got two categories. You pick between the category. There are 10 right answers. You can get as many right as you can, hopefully, before three strikes and you're out is the way we play. So, do you want to go with the top 10 classic board games of all time, Ken, or the 10 best Super Bowl foods? It's up to you.
Let's go foods. Why not?
All right, Ken. Super Bowl is on Sunday. People will eat, and they will eat a lot of food.
Yes, they will.
But they say, as far as if you go to any party out there and you go to someone's house, these are the 10 things that people enjoy the most as far as your food options. So, Ken, as you know how the game is played, guess as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Ken, we should also note this. I don't know how, if you've been listening this morning to the Daily Mix Morning Show, we are doing a competition with them as far as food items that are available.
They're going supersize.
Now, they will appear on our show Thursday at 4:30 for Ted's Meat and Potatoes. They will judge the items that we make.
Mm-hmm.
We will then, in turn, go on their program Friday morning and judge the crappy vegan and vegetarian options that they came up with.
Yeah.
And we will be honest on our judging.
Oh, yeah.
Look, man, just because it's vegetarian or vegan doesn't mean it's going to suck.
It's good.
But if it does suck, we will let them know.
It doesn't mean it will suck, but if it does suck, it's because it's vegetarian or vegan.
That's exactly right.
And to give
right.
you an idea how important Super Bowl foods are, a little-known story about our very own hero, the Ted Smith, bumps into a mutual friend. Mutual friend's from Philadelphia. Philadelphia guy top to bottom.
Yep.
Super Bowl's coming up. He wants to make a very Philly-specific snack for Super Bowl Sunday, but he cannot find the Velveeta cheese at the grocery store. Once Ted gets wind of this, Ted finds the Velveeta for him, and as he relayed the story to me, so I'm just speaking, it was, I suddenly hear this voice going, dude,
yep.
Velveeta's down in the,
I had it in my hand. Right. I went, hey, I got you. So, Ken, the menu for us Thursday at 4:30 is the following. Danny, being from New Mexico, and granted, we just picked these things out of a hat.
Right.
But he got jalapeno poppers.
I'm glad he did.
He's jalapeno the right guy poppers. To get jalapeno poppers. All right, Sarah, who's a vegetarian.
And does not cook.
She got macaroni and cheese.
It's mm-hmm. going to be terrifying.
Which might be the right thing. You never know. Steve Miggs, who is a vegan. This is my question mark. He got sliders, which means that no cheese and no meat product. So I'm banking on him to suck the most. However, Taryn Daly got pigs in a blanket. So that's our menu of food. All right? As far as when we go on their program on Friday morning. Now, when they come on our show on Thursday at 4:30, here's what they will get. All right? Mike is making quesadillas.
Yeah.
Our own the Ted Smith has a buffalo chicken dip.
Yep.
Steve is making queso, and I am making the mini party meatballs that you eat with a toothpick. The reason I'm telling you all this, Ken, is because a lot of these items that were just mentioned show up on the 10 best Super Bowl foods. So I'm trying to give you some hints here as far as what might be on this list.
And Miles, I have a great recipe if you need any help.
But
the whole thing is we got to do it ourselves.
You can't use a recipe. That was part of the rules.
Unless you know it in your head.
But if you have it, I'll take your tips because that's not a recipe.
All right.
You know? All right, Ken, let's get this game going. What's your first pick here on the top 10 best Super Bowl foods? Chicken wings, man, just get number one out of the way, first and foremost. And what sucks is we won't have chicken wings either Thursday afternoon or Friday morning because somehow that did not get picked.
We got buffalo chicken dip.
When's Castle doing his?
Castle is doing the loaded potato skins.
Is he joining us on our show or is he joining us on the morning show?
It just depends. He's been working on this secret recipe, so I don't know if it's going to show up on Ted's Meat and Potatoes or Friday morning when we go on the Daily Mix.
Maybe he should make it for both shows.
You know what? If they're that good, I agree.
Okay. Ken, your one-for-one chicken wings is the number one answer on what people expect at Super Bowl parties.
Chips.
Chips and dip are number three. Whatever your combination, whether that be pico, salsa, corn chips, potato chips, French onion dip. By the way, if you're looking for a really good salsa, try the Men's Room San Juan Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company. You want to really add some spice, pick up some of that and enjoy. Yes.
It is delicious.
And chips and dip are very important. Sometimes people let that go.
How do you let that go at a Super Bowl?
I don't know. Because they're too worried about something specific they're making.
That's like inviting someone over for the Super Bowl and you're like, I don't have a TV.
Okay, Ken, you're two for two.
Teriyaki meatballs.
I don't think you have to add a flavor. You could probably just say meatballs.
Meatballs.
Meatballs, number nine. That's what I'm making. With toothpicks. It's very important. These are toothpick meatballs.
Well, you were instructed to make it that way.
I have never made these before, and I did a little cooking on Sunday, yesterday afternoon. So I think I've nailed the meatballs. I've just got to complete the rest of the project, which is I'm an Italian cook as far as meatballs go. It was so weird not to put in basil, garlic, oregano, and Parmesan cheese, because normally that's part of
these
the
These are not pasta meatballs, brother. These are toothpick meatballs.
I know that, but I had to, man, I had to wing it because of the fact that we're not allowed to use a recipe. I think I've got it down, but we're going to find out.
We'll find out.
Ted is the only critic that I care about in this.
Okay.
I don't care what anybody else says on their show. I don't give two craps. I just care what Ted says because I believe he's the best judge.
I used to make them every year. I had a neighbor that was from Alabama, and I have his recipe sitting on my fridge.
Ken, you're three for three. Meatballs, wings, and chips and dip. What is your next guess on the 10 best
Sliders.
Super Bowl food? Sliders. Number five. Unfortunately for us, we have a vegan making them.
I know.
Steve Miggs. Hopefully they're okay. Maybe my mind will be blown. You never know.
They might be okay. It's just a tough sales pitch. That's all.
Doesn't sound good. Okay.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ken? Sub sandwiches.
Oh!
You know, like you get the foot long from Subway and you cut it up and a little sandwich on you.
Nah. Ken, that's a great guess. It's just not on this list.
I'm right there with you, Ken. I don't know what these people are thinking, but yeah, those little sub sandwiches.
Also, I want to remind people, too, that the Super Bowl is also a lot like a tailgate. So if you're in a pinch, you could do exactly what he's saying. Go to Jimmy John's, go anywhere, buy subs, cut them into smaller portions. Yep.
You're correct so far with meatballs, toothpicks included, sliders, wings, and chips and dip. So far, you have got 4 out of 10.
Time of the year, you're doing chili.
Chili, number 8.
Chili, all right.
You know what? Well, that's one that, to be honest with you, I don't think shows up enough.
That's kind of a dark horse, man. I'm glad you guessed that. I'm shocked it's on the list.
Chili dominates the menu.
I just
if you have it, it absolutely will. Yep. I'm thinking about hooking it up for the Super Bowl. We'll see. Okay.
You going to make it with the lamb and the chorizo?
Lamb and chorizo. Brother, I'm telling you, it's next level.
Okay. All right.
At my house, it's barbecue ribs.
Barbecue ribs sound delicious. Can I go to your house? That is not on the list.
Ooh. Ooh, some form of taco?
Some form of taco. What form of taco? Be very specific here, because this is not thought of as a taco, but all the ingredients are the same.
I'm guessing like the 7-letter bean dip or something like that.
Nachos.
Yeah, nachos.
Yeah. Well, nachos are there because of the cheese, of course. Nachos are in.
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
Nachos? That is correct. Nachos comes in at the number 4 Super Bowl food item.
Okay.
I can't remember a party I went to that had nachos. It might have had some of the things that I could put it together.
I just feel like you got to hit nachos quick. Right? Because they start hot and then they just become a little different.
Or you got to get the little bowls and everybody can make their own personal size nacho.
Yeah, there
you
go.
With nacho cheese.
Ken, looks like you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You've got 6 out of 10. And you have 2 strikes against you.
A veggie tray, you know, with the ranch in the middle of the veggie tray.
Dump that. He said veggie tray.
Oh, yeah, my man.
Did you actually dump it?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, Jesus, man.
No chances over here.
Ken, I'm going to give you a pass on that one.
Because that's ridiculous.
If you didn't hear, Ken said veggie tray.
That's fair. That shows up a lot.
He did not
It does.
I like to eat at least 3 pieces of cold broccoli and be like, all right, I'm good.
I don't think anyone's disappointed, however, if it is not there.
Okay. Ken, I gave you a pass because you said veggie tray. Don't ever say anything like that again. We're talking about the 10 best Super Bowl foods of all times. Right. Okay.
All right. How about the cheese and cracker platter with the cheese, the little ribs, and then the summer sauce?
I know the tray of which
you're going to.
Yeah. Sorry, Ken. You did all right, though. You got 6 out of 10. Do you guys feel like you can finish this list?
Do we go with jalapeno poppers?
Jalapeno poppers?
Yeah.
Not on the list. Two of the things on here are things that will be prepared.
Sliders.
We already got sliders.
Already got that one.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese is not on the list.
Buffalo chicken dip.
Buffalo chicken dip. Not on the list.
All right.
Quesadillas.
Not on the list.
Deviled eggs.
I would say queso dip, but
we're missing a big one here.
Pizza.
Pizza's number Jesus. 2.
Yes, of
pizza.
Course it is.
Pizza number 2. Right by chicken wings. There are 3 things left.
Yes.
Two of them are being made for us.
Being made for us.
Yes, for this
pigs in a blanket.
Pigs in a blanket's number 7.
The loaded baked potato.
Number 6, loaded potato skins. There's one remaining that's very important. You don't really think of it as part of the main course, but it's nice to finish with.
Cookies
and cupcakes and brownies.
Okay. Yeah, it's not like a let's get a cake. I mean, I have done it before, but that is like a get some cookies and stuff too.
So here are the 10 best Super Bowl foods according to Unscientific Scientist. Number 10, cupcakes and cookies. Number 9, meatballs, specifically with toothpicks. Number 8 is chili, followed by 7, pigs in a blanket. Loaded potato skins at 6. 5 is sliders. Nachos at 4. Chips and dip at 3. Pizza's 2. And your number 1 food. Be sure to have some chicken wings on hand if you're hosting people for Sunday's big game. All right, coming up at 5:08, we will drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.